This is Joy Roland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 50, Overcome Financial Anxiety and Money Stress. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 50 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. When I did the intro just now and I said 50, I just couldn't believe it. Like, I cannot believe we are at episode number 50 already. Wow. I am so happy. I am so excited you're here. Thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. To be honest, when I first launched the podcast, my coach, her name is Brooke Castillo. I've talked about her so many times on this podcast because of how she's been such an amazing blessing to my life. Now, she says many times that when you start a podcast for the first year, she said, first year or two, nobody's listening. So she teaches us that if we decide to go the podcast route, we have to be willing to do it for at least 2 years without anyone listening. So that was my expectation, right? That no one will listen for the first couple of years. But I was so committed to doing this. But when I log into the back end of my podcast and I see the number of people that listen to my podcast, to be honest, I feel overwhelmed and I feel humbled. Yeah, humbled is the feeling. I feel humbled that people listen to my podcast week after week and they keep listening. And I'm like, gosh, I am blessed. I don't want to say lucky. I like to say blessed. I am blessed to have you listen to my podcast. It honestly fills my heart with lots of joy. So I originally was using this podcast to learn about myself as I build wealth. And I was going to document this for my daughter. I wanted my daughter, when she grew up, to have a record of how her mother has evolved. Oh gosh. Why am I crying? I want my daughter to hear my voice. So she's 5 now, and I have listened to some podcasts myself, and when I wanted to reach out to the person to say thank you, I discovered that the person had passed. And even though that makes me sad, I was so glad that the person recorded those episodes. And even after they've passed, those episodes were still blessing people. Like, how amazing is that? So I want my daughter, when she grows up, I want her to have a record of how her mother evolved. How her mother stepped outside of a comfort zone. How her mother, pushed the boat. Yes. And I want her to be inspired to go after her dreams. Now, I love doing this podcast because I am loving the woman I am becoming as I attempt to create wealth for myself and my family. I am not like my coach gave me this yesterday and I found it so profound. She said that many people give up. My coach is Brooke Castillo. She said that many people give up because when they have a goal and they don't reach the goal as quickly as they thought they would, they give up. And so she tells us to enjoy the person we will become as we attempt the goal. So she's not even saying we should think as far as reaching the goal. No, she says the attempting of the goal, the person we become as we attempt. That's the beauty. And I'm like, gosh, that is so true. Even though my goal for this year is $1 million, that's just a money goal. I am excited, much more excited about the woman I'm becoming, about the woman I'm becoming as I attempt to reach the goal. So I am so excited this week. I know I just finished crying, but I am truly, truly excited. And I am excited because I'm excited because I am part of your journey. I am part of your journey to building wealth. And there is no much more joy. There is no much more honor, in my opinion, than contributing in my own very little way to the success of another woman. So congratulations for being here. Congratulations for showing up for yourself and for doing the work. Okay, so episode number 50, I want to encourage you to be bold. I want to encourage you to step outside of your comfort zone. I want to encourage you to expand your vision of what's possible. Don't think too small. You remember when we were growing up, we were told that we can be anything we want to be. Remember? But somehow, as we grew older, somehow I can't pinpoint where we lose that vision. We lose that vision for ourselves that we can actually be anything we want to be. Somehow, mentally, we have a financial ceiling. Mentally, we have a threshold that we cap ourselves at. It bothers me that many women, their maximum goal for themselves is $100,000 per year. Like, I'm like, what? Are you even aware that you can earn as much as you'd like? So somehow we've capped our financial ceiling to $100,000. Why? Why would you do that to yourself when you have the capacity, the capability to earn limitless income? So I want you to challenge your vision for yourself. Not because you are being materialistic, not because of what money will buy, but because of your evolution, how you will evolve, and the legacy you would leave for your children, the legacy you would leave for your family, as you become an example of what's possible. Okay, so I want you to expand your vision of what's possible. And then talking about what money can do, if you've listened to my podcast for a number of times or how long you've been listening, you know that I love money. I love money not from a sadistic or materialistic point of view, but from a point of view of valuing money, of knowing how much more options money can give you in life. So many people say money isn't everything, but we live in a world where money controls everything. Okay, so I want you to start challenging those thoughts that keep you stuck, limiting beliefs around money. So here's an example, and I know I've talked about this a number of times, but when I bought this house, the basement was uncompleted. So I go, oh gosh, I wish I could complete this basement. There's so much more space in the basement. I'd like to have it completed. So I hired a contractor and I asked him to come take a look. He gave me a price and I said, okay, let's go ahead. His original quote was $35,000. I've paid everything in full cash, which I'm very excited about. But the transformation, the beauty of what $35,000 can give you. When I go into my basement now, it fills my heart with so much joy. I'm like, wow. Wow, I love money so much. So beautiful, the transformation. That's going to be my office. I'm going to move my office because currently I use one of the rooms upstairs. But it's just nice to have a space to myself in the basement that is so beautiful, and it will inspire me to even create more content. So looking at that, when my daughter's father came, and I said, wow, look at this. So even though we are divorced, we are best of friends. Like, we are still very, very friendly. And I'm like, look at the beauty. And it's just mind-blowing, okay? So how would anyone tell me that money isn't good? Hell no, money is amazing. I love money so much. And imagine how much more I am going to create as I build wealth. I have a big vision. I want to build more houses. I love real estate. I want to build more houses. I want to rent out those houses to people, make rental income, and build more wealth that way. Real estate, I think, is one of the cool ways to make lots and lots of money. My net worth, which is well over, at this point, $1.5 million, is most of that net worth is in property. I have stocks, I have business interests, but most of my net worth is in property. So I love property a lot. Now, looking back, the $35,000 I have spent, well, it's going to run into almost 40, because the contractor told me prices of materials have gone up. So let's just say 40. What that money has done for the guy I hired, so he lives locally where I live. I live in Whitby, Ontario, in Canada, and that money has just been transformational for him and his family. Looking at how I have contributed to the flow of money, that gives me so much joy, seeing that I am able to contribute to a man's life and his family life. Like, he tells me so openly how he's so grateful for the work I've given him and how the money is actually helping. So that's one of the joys of having money, because you get to do good things. And that's how money flows, right? Money is an energetic exchange of value. So when you create value, you contribute to that flow of money, right? Because money flows, okay? And I love money so much. So today I want to talk about how to overcome financial anxiety. Financial anxiety and money stress. Financial anxiety is something that affects women from every background, whether you are well off or struggling to make ends meet. The financial stress of money can actually get to you. It's not just about the numbers in your bank account. It's about how much the impact that money has on your mental health, on your relationships, and on your overall happiness. Now, Like you know, I have all the certifications. I'm a certified life coach from the Life Coach School. I'm certified through Dave Ramsey as a financial coach. But I think what really sets me apart is that I've experienced money troubles, and I have had huge challenges with money growing up. So I understand what it means to transform and become a wealthy person. Now, what took me aback was discovering that financial anxiety affects wealthy people too. Now, I had a woman come to my coaching program, and on the consult, when I did all of her net worth calculations, her net worth was $5.7 million. $5.7 million, and she was struggling with money. Now, she had $750,000 in uninvested cash. So this was cash sitting in a bank account somewhere. She was waiting to invest in a property. And so I'm like, how would you have $750,000 in cash? How would you have $5.7 million in net worth and still have sleepless nights around money? So I want you to understand that financial anxiety affects both people who have money and people who struggle from paycheck to paycheck. This is so important because I don't want you to feel like you're an outlier. I don't want you to feel like you are different. So what is financial anxiety? Well, financial anxiety is that uneasy feeling you get when you are worried about money. For wealthy women, it might be a fear of losing their status or being able to maintain their lifestyle. They could stress about investments. They could stress about the stock market, what the stock market is doing. They could stress about interest rates or not being able to live up to expectations. So that's one type of money anxiety. On the other hand, women facing financial struggles might constantly worry about how to pay the bills, how to put food on the table, how to provide for the family. So despite the differences in these situations, both wealthy women and women who struggle to make ends meet have challenges. You have similar emotions. In order to conquer financial anxiety, you have to become wealthy in your mind. So wealth has to be first created in your mind. You have to assume the identity of a wealthy woman in your mind. So I like to call this an identity crisis. An identity crisis because maybe growing up, you had this identity of, I'll always struggle with money. Money isn't good. All of those limiting beliefs we carry from society, from our parents. So on the one hand, you have that belief. And on the other hand, you want to be wealthy. So this is what we call cognitive dissonance. So even if, let's say, you white knuckle your way, you kind of build wealth and you have a chunk of change sitting in your bank account, if you are not a wealthy person on the inside, you will constantly struggle with financial anxiety. You'll constantly struggle with money stress because you are not a wealthy person on the inside. That's why you would be afraid to lose all the money. You have this scarcity mindset around money. And so when you're wealthy on the inside, physical wealth will come to you much more easily. So how do you go about overcoming financial anxiety? Now, I can give you a couple of things which I think will help you. The first thing is to acknowledge your feelings. So acknowledge your feeling of financial anxiety. Many people try to resist the feeling. Many people try to avoid the feeling. But I think the first thing is to become aware and to acknowledge the feeling. And understand that it's okay. It's okay to feel stressed about money sometimes. Many people do. By acknowledging your feelings, you can begin to address them directly rather than have them control you. Now, I use a thought model. The thought model says our thoughts create our feelings, our feelings create our actions, and our actions ultimately determine our results. So the feeling of anxiety is caused by specific thoughts, specific beliefs. Now, it takes practice. It's a huge meta skill to be able to identify your thoughts and to be able to choose intentional thoughts. The next step in overcoming financial anxiety is to get a very clear picture of your finances. Often, financial anxiety comes from not knowing exactly where you stand. So, I wanted to give you an assignment. Spend some time going through your finances in detail. Track your income, track your debts, track your expenses, track your savings, and track your investments. Having all of these facts and figures will help you understand exactly where you stand. This clarity might be intimidating at first, but it's very crucial for taking control of your financial situation. So, step number one is acknowledge your feelings. Step number two is get a very clear picture of your finances. Step number three is to create a plan. Create a financial plan. A well-defined plan or budget is a very powerful tool. It gives you control over your money by helping you prioritize your saving, your investing, and your debt management strategy. Start by setting realistic goals based on your income and necessary expenses, and then stick to your plan as closely as possible. Step number four, build an emergency fund. One of the best ways to alleviate financial anxiety is to have an emergency fund. They call this emergency fund, but I don't like the word emergency. I prefer to call this reserve, your reserve fund. Start small if necessary, and gradually build up to cover several months of living expenses. Now, knowing you have this safety net can help to significantly reduce your financial stress. Now, in my Dave Ramsey class, the class I'm currently hosting is a 9-week class. I teach for people to first of all start with $1,000 in reserve. $1,000 in reserve in a high yielding savings account. Now, once you have that, next step is to have reserve fund that will fund you for at least 6 to 9 months. Having 6 to 9 months worth of living expenses can drastically reduce your financial stress, your financial anxiety, your financial worries. I even encourage my clients to stretch this to a whole year. So have 12 months of living expenses. So this includes everything you need to live as a human being, your mortgage or your rent, your feeding, your groceries, your energy bills, every single thing you need to survive as a human being. Have one whole year worth of living expenses. Put this in a high yielding savings account. Make it easily accessible so you have that safety net. Step number five is to deal with debt. High levels of debt are a very common source of financial anxiety. Develop a strategy to pay off your debt. Focus on high interest debt first, and consider consolidating your debt to or negotiate better terms with your creditors if possible. Now, the huge amount of debt many people carry is so mind-boggling. excuse me, the other day I met a medical doctor in the US who has student loans debt totaling $450,000. That's huge. $450,000 just in student loans. So, this can be very heavy, and this can be a huge source of stress. So having a reliable, rigorous, a doable debt repayment plan can go a very long way to help you manage your money stress. Step number six is to educate yourself. Educate yourself about finances. How does money work? Listening to this podcast is a huge first step. You need to be able to understand the world of investing. You need to be able to understand how debt works. You need to be able to understand how credit works. Now, many times the anxiety we experience is because of the fear of the unknown. It's because of fear of what we don't know. So some clients that have come to me, they've not even looked at their credit card statement for over 12 months because of the fear of finding out what they don't want to find out. So educating yourself is a huge deal. And once you have that knowledge, it gives you power to take action. Number seven is to automate your savings. I like to say systemize your finances. The reason I love using technology for finance is because it takes away the human element. We know humans, we are very impulsive, and we tend to take actions from our emotions. So when you use technology to automate your finances, you take that human emotions out of it. What do I mean, automate your finances? Well, you could structure your account such that you have multiple bank accounts. So for example, have different accounts for savings, have different accounts for, let's say you are saving to buy your first home or you're saving to buy your next rental property. Have different bank accounts. When your paycheck comes into your checking account, allocate those funds immediately so that you are not tempted to overspend. So for example, I teach women to invest in low-cost index funds. So have a specific amount every month going into your investments, buying those specific index funds. So the funds I recommend my clients invest in are the ones that track the S&P 500. So instead of buying individual stock, I teach you to buy a basket of stock. So imagine buying a fund that has the top 500 companies in the US. So that includes Tesla, Walmart, Amazon, Facebook, all of those top companies. So when you invest in an index fund that tracks the S&P 500, you diversify your portfolio and you spread out your risk. This is a very good way to build wealth. Now, when you automate your finances, specific amounts go into your investment. So let's say you want to start with, let's say 500 per month. And you say, I want to put 500 per month in my retirement account. And I want to spread out that $500 into all of these index funds. So that's a very good way to build wealth. And when you automate your finances, you don't have to think about it. It does that automatically every single month. So that's step number seven. Step number eight is to practice mindfulness and stress relief techniques. So when you adopt all of these strategies, it makes it easier to be calm, right? So how can you implement this? Well, you could do meditation, you could do yoga, you could do regular exercise. The power of exercise. Now, when I say exercise, I personally just go on a walk. I go on a walk every single day for 2 hours, and it just helps me with my stress levels. So adopt that. And the last step is step number nine, which is mindset. Like, I think that's the most important, mindset. You have to become a wealthy woman in your mind. You have to adopt the belief system that would help you build wealth, lasting wealth. Because if you don't become the woman on the inside who is wealthy, when you have wealth, you're going to get rid of it. Like, you're going to make decisions that are not in your best interest. So that is why you have to become wealthy in your mind first. Because when you become the wealthy woman in your mind, physical wealth comes so much more easily. So there you have it, my friend. The steps to take to overcome financial anxiety. I'm so excited for you as you implement these steps so you can reduce your financial stress. You can reduce your money worries. You can reduce your money stress. That's all I have for you today, my friend. I'll see you back here in the next episode. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.